Mr. President, honorable ministers, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. As newly appointed Minister of Health of Suriname and first-time participant of the World Health Assembly, it is a great honor that I get to share our country's best practice and challenges before the world premier community of global health experts. In my experience, most people don't know where Suriname is located, so I will shortly be happy to give some information on Suriname. Suriname is located in the northeast coast of South America with a surface area of 146,000 square kilometers and has approximately 550,000 inhabitants. It is bordered by Brazil, Guyana, and French Guyana, and the Atlantic Ocean. The people of Suriname are among the most diverse in the world, spanning a multitude of ethnic, religious, and linguistic groups. Mr. President, just as the rest of the world, Suriname is facing a high burden of disease. This burden of disease is derived from social and environmental determinants of health. To address these determinants, health needs to be integrated in the policy agenda of all government and non-government organizations, and also on the agenda of the international organizations. Thanks to the technical support and guidance from WHO, the regional PAHO office in Washington, D.C., and the PAHO WHO country office in Suriname, we have mounted a successful initiative in a few years will greatly reduce the burden of disease in Suriname. Based on a return to Alma Ata and a revisiting of the essential focus on health promotion and prevention of disease, Suriname is leading the way as a pathfinder country in the implementation of the health in all policies and SDG agendas in the region. Over the past 8 months, intersectoral working groups with representatives from government and non-government organizations have been working in cross-cutting areas from policy actions, which range from education, spatial planning, community health promotion, to governance and management of the health system. From these policy actions, different policy proposals have been developed, of which the most promising ones are currently under review by the various ministries and by other stakeholders. These most promising policy options will move into implementation by August 2016 after approval by the Council of Ministers. They include practical steps to take action against the main risk factors for NCDs. Furthermore, it includes mainstreaming health and environmental awareness into regular education curricula, clear instructions for spatial planners to prioritize safe and accessible public exercise areas, and measure to phase out the use of industrial produced trans fats. The health in all policies approach is one of the challenges to get closer to integration of multi-sectoral actions to address the burden of disease related to the social determinants of health. Mr. President, I would also like to mention the Zika epidemic, which is also a challenge for Suriname, since it has taken more serious forms with great health problems, especially for vulnerable people and pregnant women. Our approach will remain at a high priority since information about the virus is continuously evolving. Mr. President, as a global health community, I want to thank the WHO and its regional office of the Americas for the continued support they have given, and would like to express Suriname's interest for more cooperation with other leaders in health to exchange knowledge and experience on best practices, such as health promotion intervention with positive results. Mr. President, thank you for your kind attention.